The New Testament lesson this morning comes from 1 John 4. Dear friends, let us love one another because love comes from God. Whoever loves is a child of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. And God showed his love for us by sending his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. This is what love is. It is not what we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the means by which our sins are forgiven. Dear friends, if this is how God loved us, then we should love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in union with us, and his love is made perfect in us. We are sure that we live in union with God and that he lives in union with us because he has given us his Spirit. We have seen and tell others that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If we declare that Jesus is the Son of God, we live in union with God and God lives in union with us. And we ourselves know and believe the love which God has for us. God is love, and those who live in love live in union with God, and God lives in union with them. Love is made perfect in us in order that we may have courage on the judgment day, and we will have it all. Because our life in this world is the same as Christ's. There is no fear in love. Perfect love drives out all fear. So then, love has not been made perfect in anyone who is afraid, because fear has to do with punishment. We love God because he first loved us. If we say we love God but hate others, we are liars. For we cannot love God whom we have not seen. If we do not love others, whom we have seen. The command that Christ has given us is this: whoever loves God must love others also. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Don't worry, I've just got 30-40 minutes planned. So I would imagine some of you this week have been asked the question, what do you want for Mother's Day? I'm sure you answered very sweetly with, all I need is your love. Or, I just want all my children to get along for one day of the year. I might have been guilty of saying that once or twice. There are some things, though, that women don't want for Mother's Day or birthday or anniversary. I know men think we're a complex species, but it's really quite simple. We want you to know what we want without us telling you. Right? We want you to get all those subtle hints we've dropped throughout the year. How is that so hard? But in order to simplify this a bit, I've come up with a short list to help you guys in the room. First, unless you know the exact size of the exact clothing lot number of the manufacturer of the specific piece of clothing, I would stay away from clothes that involve sizes. Because if you get something too large, you're going to hear, do I look like a size 18? Or you might hear, if you get something too small, do you want me to be a size 4 again? Be careful with that. Also, number two, avoid all things you think she needs to run a more efficient house. For instance, that household cleaner that's supposed to save her hundreds of hours in cleaning time at home probably is not what you should get her as a gift. Number three, don't buy anything that involves weight loss or self-improvement. I don't even need to say anything more. Finally, don't spend too much or you'll hear, how do you think we're going to afford that? Or don't spend too little because you'll hear, is that all I'm worth? It's a fine line. One that you guys have to work on year after year after year, right? But like I said, we're really not that complicated. But I think this may be why the greeting card company was started. Because here's a card. How can you go wrong with a card, right? Mother's Day is definitely one of those holidays where Hallmark makes a lot of money. It is estimated that $671 million is spent in the United States just on cards. It's also estimated that Americans spend 41% more on Mother's Day than they do Father's Day. Sorry, guys. A lot of people are trying to show their love. But if you walk down the aisle at Walmart, you see greeting cards for every possible scenario. And on Mother's Day, you see them for your aunts and your stepmothers and your foster mothers, and that's good. There's a lot of variety there. But unfortunately, Mother's Day is not always a happy day for everyone. A lot of people don't receive gifts or cards. It may be that motherhood is very difficult for them. Wasn't planned, maybe. It's been hard to adjust to. I heard this week about a woman who is in very deep depression because she doesn't feel like she's a nurturer, and that's what her children need. For others, biological motherhood has not been possible. And this brings up a painful reality. For some, thinking about their mothers brings back painful memories and dark reminders. For others, they've lost their mother this year, or maybe they lost a child this year, and Mother's Day is hard. For some, their mother was absent completely, and their father had to play the role of mother and father in their life. So it's a mixed bag of emotions for some people. But to those who are celebrating and to those who are hurting, I want to remind you of something very important as we wrap up this service. Even if you had the best mother on earth, or if your mother was not one that you could respect, or you've just had a hard time with your mom lately, the love that you have been shown through the years by the men and women who have taught you, who have nurtured you, who have mentored you, who have walked beside you, came from God. It is from Him that we learn to love. And it is from Him that we begin to learn how to receive that love. It is because of Him that love is even possible. Because God is love. Such as we are, we wouldn't even be able to love if we didn't know what it meant from Him. The love that we receive helps us return then that love to other people. Because of God's love manifested in you, our church is able to reach out into a community that desperately needs to know Christ. Love motivates Christians to serve other people. In our worship service the last few weeks, we've been examining the core values of our church. We've talked about grace and acceptance and transparency and ministry. And today, the focus is love, loving care. In our core values, it's officially stated, we walk together in love as brothers and sisters in Christ, exercising Christian care and concern for each other, sharing each other's joys, and bearing each other's burdens. Love is behind and is the driving force, or should be, behind what we do and why we believe what we believe. We know that every single human being has been created to be loved and to love. And it's our goal as followers of Christ to honor that and to love all people. No matter what. That's a hard task sometimes. If you're a follower of Christ, though, love is not a choice. It's a command. We're told to love in those verses that Phil read because Christ died for us. And he died for us because he loved us. And he wants us to show that love to other people. But let's face it, love is not always an easy thing to do, especially in this fallen world in which we live. It seems much easier to love those we like, those we respect, those we look up to. Walking with our Christian brothers and sisters and sharing their joys is a much easier task than doing that outside of that circle. How are we supposed to love others when the burdens that they share are sometimes so very heavy? How are we supposed to love those who are hard to love? Surely we can't be expected to love somebody who's hurt us. Unfortunately for many, and throughout our lives, maybe all of us, sometimes love is a hard thing to do because of our past. The love that we have for others, the love that we have for ourselves, even the love that we have for God sometimes, has come with conditions. Sometimes we've been hurt so deeply and so badly that it feels impossible that we will ever love again. But love has to start with forgiveness. Sometimes we have to forgive, and sometimes we have to forgive others, and sometimes we have to forgive ourselves. Because we have all fallen short, and we all need grace, and we all need love. Wherever there is love, there has to be grace. The only perfect love comes from God. It is by His grace that we are healed, and it is by His grace that we love. Many times we're afraid to love someone for fear of getting hurt. The scripture says that perfect love drives out fear. And love cannot be made perfect in anyone who is afraid. Fear in loving someone also sometimes is linked to retribution because we want to see them get what they deserve. In order to love and forgive someone who doesn't deserve it, we have to seek someone outside of ourselves to do that. We have to seek God. None of us want to get what we deserve. So no matter what a person has done, no matter what a person has done, they deserve and need love and grace in the same way we deserve and need grace. And we need forgiveness. We need closure from the pain from the past. And we need a way to move forward into love so that we can love others around us more completely as we are here. Perfect love only comes from God. But thanks be to God, He restores and He makes things new. And in His love, He forgives. As individuals and as the body of Christ, our loving care can and should be shown through God's kind of love that involves grace and forgiveness and bearing each other's burdens and sharing the joys through this road and journey of life. That's the kind of love we want to seek as a church and to be as a church. So I'm going to go back to my original question. What do you want this Mother's Day? What do all of you want on this day we call Mother's Day? Do you need to experience God's love? Maybe for the first time. Maybe you don't know God's unconditional love that comes from His grace and His mercy. He loves you more than you will ever imagine. And he just wants to show you that love. Maybe you need to show someone else the love that God has shown you by letting go of some pain from the past, letting go of some hurt that has burdened you and kept you from showing grace to someone else. Maybe you just need to pray and surrender that to God and ask for his help. Maybe you want to be more connected to a church family as you seek to find and share God's love in this community and in this world. We are by no means a perfect family, but we try to walk with grace and love and show that to those around us. Whatever the case may be, I'll be at the front to receive you. I'll be here to pray if you just want to pray. If you need to know God's love, come and ask. Come and pray. Let's join together now in prayer as God works in our hearts this morning. Father God, we thank you for this day, for those who have loved us through the years, who have taught us about you, who have shared your love with us, God, we give you thanks. On this day, God, we surrender to you and ask that you teach us what that perfect love is. And you help us to show that to those in our own family, to those in our church, to those in our community, God, who need to know the love of Christ. Teach us what that means. In your name we pray. Amen.